Intro 1 minute. Hello and welcome to this GCSE Chemistry Revision podcast on alcohols. I'm so excited to dive into this topic with you today because alcohols are absolutely everywhere in our daily lives, from the hand sanitizer you use, to the fuel in some cars, to the drinks adults consume responsibly. But more importantly for you right now, alcohols are a key topic in your EdExcel GCSE chemistry specification, specifically topic 2.12, and they appear regularly in exam papers. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore what makes alcohols special as a homologous series, understand the crucial difference between making ethanol through fermentation versus industrial hydration, tackle those tricky combustion equations, and I'll share some insider examiner tips that will help you pick up every available mark. So grab your notebook, get comfortable, and let's get started. Core concepts. 5 minutes. Let's begin with the fundamentals. What actually is an alcohol in chemistry terms? Well, alcohols are a homologous series of organic compounds, and the defining feature, the thing that makes them alcohols, is the presence of the hydroxyl functional group. That's written as minus OH. Now, this is absolutely critical for exam success. When you're drawing a displayed formula of an alcohol, you must show the O and the H as separate atoms with a bond between them. If you just write OH as a condensed group, you'll lose the mark. Examiners are looking for that clear O-H bond shown explicitly. The general formula for alcohols is CnH2n+1OH. Let's break that down. The N represents the number of carbon atoms. So if we have one carbon, that's methanol, CH3OH, two carbons, that's ethanol, C2H5OH, the alcohol in alcoholic drinks. Three carbons gives us propanol, C3H7OH, and four carbons is butanol, C4H9OH. Notice the pattern? Each time we go up the series, we're adding a CH2 group. This is what makes it a homologous series, same functional group, same general formula, and a gradual change in properties as the chain length increases. Now here's something that catches students out. Structural isomerism. When you get to propanol with three carbons, the hydroxyl group can be in different positions. If it's on the N carbon, you've got propan-1-ol. If it's on the middle carbon, that's propan-2-ol. Same molecular formula, C3H8O, but different structural arrangements. In an exam, if the question just says draw propanol without specifying which isomer, the standard expectation is propan-1-ol with the OH on the end. But always read carefully, they might specify. Let's move on to ethanol production, because this is a comparison question that comes up again and again in exams, often worth 6 marks. There are two main methods, fermentation and hydration of ethene. Fermentation is the traditional biological method. You start with a sugar solution, could be from sugarcane, from fruits, from grains. You add yeast, which acts as a biological catalyst containing enzymes. The conditions are crucial. You need anaerobic conditions, meaning no oxygen, and a warm temperature, typically 30 to 40 degrees Celsius. The yeast enzymes break down the glucose sugar into ethanol and carbon dioxide. The word equation is glucose produces ethanol plus carbon dioxide. Now here's the catch that loses students' marks. Fermentation does not produce pure ethanol. You get a mixture of ethanol, water, and other substances, and you need fractional distillation to separate and purify the ethanol. Also, fermentation is a batch process. It takes several days. You have to stop, empty the vessel, and start again. On the plus side, it uses renewable raw materials, plant sugars, so it's considered more sustainable. Contrast that with hydration of ethene. This is the industrial continuous method. Ethene gas, which comes from cracking crude oil fractions, is reacted with steam. The conditions are very different. High temperature around 300 degrees Celsius, high pressure of 60 to 70 atmospheres, and a catalyst, usually phosphoric acid. The equation is ethene plus steam produces ethanol. Or if you want the symbols, C2H4 plus H2O produces C2H5OH. This method produces pure ethanol directly, no distillation needed. It's also continuous, meaning once it's running, it keeps producing ethanol efficiently. The downside? Ethene comes from crude oil, which is non-renewable and will eventually run out. In a 6-mark comparison question, structure your answer into 3 clear sections: raw materials, process conditions, and product purity. That way you'll cover all the marking points systematically. Finally, let's tackle combustion. Alcohols burn in oxygen to produce carbon dioxide and water, releasing energy. The tricky part is balancing the equation. Here's the key insight. Alcohols already contain an oxygen atom in their structure. Students often forget this and get the oxygen coefficient wrong. Let's do ethanol as an example. Ethanol is C2H5OH. When it combusts completely, we get C2H5OH plus oxygen produces carbon dioxide plus water. Now balance it. We have two carbons, so we need two CO2. We have six hydrogens total, five from the C2H5 part and one from the OH. So we need 3H2O. Now count the oxygens on the right. Two CO2 gives us four oxygens, and 3H2O gives us three oxygens. That's seven oxygens total. But we already have one oxygen in the ethanol molecule, so we only need six more oxygens from O2 molecules. That's 3O2. Final balanced equation, C2H5OH plus 3O2 produces two CO2 plus 3H2O. Always account for that oxygen already in the alcohol. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right, let's talk exam technique. First, command words. If a question says state the conditions for fermentation, you just need brief factual answers. Yeast, anaerobic, 30 to 40 degrees. That's it. But if it says explain why fermentation is slower than hydration, you need to link cause and effect. Fermentation is slower because it relies on biological enzymes, which work at moderate temperatures, whereas hydration uses high temperature and pressure, which speeds up the reaction rate. See the difference? Explain always needs reasoning with because or whereas. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't draw the hydroxyl group as a condensed OH in displayed formulas. Don't say fermentation produces pure ethanol. It doesn't. You need distillation. Don't confuse the conditions. Fermentation is low temperature with yeast. Hydration is high temperature with a catalyst. And don't forget the oxygen atom inside the alcohol when balancing combustion equations. For higher tier students, you also need to know that ethanol can be oxidized to form ethanoic acid. The oxidizing agent is usually acidified potassium dichromate, and you'll see a color change from orange to green. The equation is ethanol plus oxygen from the oxidizing agent produces ethanoic acid plus water. That's C2H5OH plus O produces CH3COOH plus H2O. This is how vinegar is made. Ethanoic acid is the acid in vinegar. One more tip. In calorimetry questions where you burn alcohols to measure energy released, if your experimental result is lower than expected, the two standard explanations are heat loss to the surroundings or incomplete combustion due to insufficient oxygen. Always mention both if you can. Quick fire recall quiz 1 minute. Okay, time to test yourself. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the functional group in alcohols? Answer. The hydroxyl group minus OH. Question 2. What are the three key conditions for fermentation of glucose? Answer. Yeast, anaerobic conditions, and 30 to 40 degrees Celsius. Question 3. What is the general formula for the alcohol homologous series? Answer. CnH2n+1OH. Question 4. Which method of ethanol production gives pure ethanol directly? Answer. Hydration of a thin. Question 5. What are the products when ethanol undergoes complete combustion? Answer. Carbon dioxide and water. How did you do? If you got them all, fantastic. If not, go back and review those sections. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Let's wrap up. Today we've covered alcohols as a homologous series with the hydroxyl functional group, explored the two methods of producing ethanol fermentation using yeast and renewable sugars versus hydration of ethene using high temperature pressure and a catalyst. And we've tackled those tricky combustion equations where you must remember the oxygen atom already in the alcohol structure. Remember, in your exam, always show the O-H bond clearly in displayed formulas, structure your comparison answers systematically, and use the correct command word strategies. Alcohols typically appear in 4 to 6 mark questions, so you're looking at about 6 to 7 minutes per question. Keep practicing those structural formulas, especially the isomers of propanol, and make sure you can balance combustion equations confidently. You've got this. Thanks so much for listening and best of luck with your revision. Now go and test yourself with some past paper questions. That's the best way to cement this knowledge. See you next time.